Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I was poking around the other day on Facebook, and I saw someone post a meme about something that happened in Colorado. And the problem with memes, of course, is they are the lowest in the sense of something you verify, is how authentic or correct they can be. Someone posts a meme, they have meme generators. You can make a meme that says anything. But this meme said something interesting, so I looked it up about the police in Colorado, and it turns out to be true. So somebody posted a true meme. Thank you very much. And I got this confirmed from the National Conference of State Legislatures. State Legislature News, Arthur Wagner wrote the story. And it's not just Colorado, but Colorado is the one that was mentioned in the meme. Legislatures require police body camera use statewide. We've known for years that the technology exists for a police officer to wear a body camera. And the body camera can record what's directly in front of the police officer. So during some kind of interaction with people, the body camera will show what happened, at least from the police perspective of the transaction. And so the interesting thing, of course, is that this camera footage can be extremely useful in court if it makes it there. But once in a while, they say, oh, the body camera wasn't turned on, or it didn't record for some reason. So seven states now mandate the statewide use of body-worn cameras by law enforcement officers. Those states are Colorado, Connecticut, Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Carolina. And I think this is the kind of thing that is probably going to come to more states and would be a great idea. The body camera laws in all those states, except South Carolina, were put in place within the last year. Prior to May of 2020, South Carolina was the only state to require widespread adoption of the body-worn cameras. The New Jersey and South Carolina laws make implementation of body camera programs contingent on funding, so the legislature's got to pay up for it. New Jersey appropriated that money last year before requiring the statewide option. Colorado and Connecticut had grant programs dating back to 2015 to encourage adoption of body-worn cameras. Connecticut's law from last year authorizes $4 million in bonds for a new grant program to fund related equipment and service purchases by municipalities. The grants can cover 30 to 50% of the equipment costs, as well as costs for digital storage for up to a year. So these are obviously digital cameras. They record the information, then they can download the information, and it's not that tough to store digital information these days. So the laws generally apply to all law enforcement officers who are interacting with the public, but they typically exclude officers working in courtrooms or other secure areas or confidential settings, nor do they apply to administrators or civilian staff. And that makes complete sense. What we want is when the police officer gets out of his car and approaches somebody, or a police officer in the street and approaches somebody, we want that being recorded. And by the way, it's for the protection of both parties. Because we've heard it before, where somebody accuses a cop of something. Guess what? We've got body camera footage. It's like all the dash cams that are out there. Dash cams are actually making some people honest. Because someone will say, hey, this guy just ran a red light and rammed into me. Okay, he's got a camera that shows otherwise. Oh, he does? A couple of the states have staggered implementation to allow agencies to purchase equipment, adopt policies, and train their officers. Connecticut's law goes into effect on July 1st of 2022. Colorado is July 1st of 2023. Illinois has a three-year phased implementation starting in 23. And that will depend on the size of the population in each locality there. The laws generally limit public dissemination of camera footage, except for statutorily specified purposes. So in some places, the footage will be available to the right people, but it won't be publicly available. So you know in some states, mugshots are just available for anybody. And so some news organizations just dig up mugshots. Hey, look at these goofy mugshots, or look at this hot chick's mugshots, or whatever. And so it appears that the states are saying, look, we're going to shoot the footage. It's not going to be something that anybody can dig through. But obviously, if it's footage of an interaction that involves you or you're an attorney representing somebody who is filmed, then it would be available in those situations. New Jersey and South Carolina permit the release of the footage to the people involved in a recording or their attorneys. New Jersey further allows release in instances where the public interest outweighs the need for confidentiality. New Mexico allows the release of footage, but recordings can be withheld if they reveal confidential information or identify people accused of but not charged with a crime. So again, that makes sense, assuming that they hang on to it. Maryland allows for camera footage to be released under the state's Public Information Act. So pretty much anybody can FOIA the information in Maryland to get a copy of the footage. But again, the stuff that can reveal confidential information, obviously it makes sense that they can sit on that for a little while. But eventually, if it's going to be used against you or could be used to exonerate you, it should be made available to you. The laws also regulate how long law enforcement agencies must keep the footage. Colorado requires footage to be released to the public within 21 days after a complaint is received, but that can be increased to 45 days if the footage could compromise an investigation. But presumably, once the investigation's over, they've got to release the footage. In Illinois, footage must be maintained for a minimum of 90 days and 2 years if flagged. So somebody can flag it and say, hang on to it. They got to hang on to it for 2 years. South Carolina requires keeping the footage for a minimum of 14 days. And so this is one of those things where I look at this and say, this looks like a brilliant idea. Require them to wear body cameras, require them to save the footage. And there are going to be people out there who are going to say, but Steve, that's anti-cop. There will be people who say that. No, it's not. No, it's not. When you photograph something or film something or video something, okay, you video something, it shows us what happened. Why don't we want to know what happened? Of course we want to know what happened. And so we all know that it should benefit everyone to film these interactions. I would argue that people who don't want the stuff filmed are the ones who know it's going to catch bad things or behavior will have to be modified. And so think about this. Let's suppose you're walking down the street one day and a police officer walks up to you and he's wearing what appears to be a body camera. And you have an interaction with that police officer. Number one, if you realize you're being filmed, you're going to act a particular way. Later on, it comes out that the police officer says that during the interaction, you did or said something. And you say, great, break out the body camera footage. Oh, it wasn't turned on. Now, who are you going to believe on this one? Well, this is the problem. We know that the courts tend to lean towards the police. And we know that in many places, some jurisdictions still, juries tend to lean towards the police. Meaning that if there is a police officer who testifies to something and a non-police officer testifies the exact opposite, a lot of jurors are going to go, well, you know, police officer's probably telling the truth. That is still a thing in some places. I'm not saying it's universal, but it's true. So, interestingly enough, I've talked about this before, the concept of spoliation of evidence. If you have evidence in your possession and you go into a legal situation and you destroy the evidence and later it comes out, oh yeah, there was evidence here that would have explained this, but you destroyed it. And you destroyed it apparently because you didn't think it was going to help your case. That's called spoliation of evidence. And spoliation of evidence often leads to a ruling by the court that tells the jury, you can presume that that evidence would have hurt the party that destroyed it. They destroyed it for a reason. It was going to make them look bad. So number one, don't destroy evidence that helps you, okay? Rule number one. Rule number two is you probably shouldn't destroy evidence at all. But if you're wearing a body camera and you recorded something and erased it, that's spoliation of evidence. If you're wearing a body camera and you claim it wasn't turned on, it's not spoliation of evidence, if true. But I've always wondered why more attorneys don't make the argument or raise the argument that was the body camera really not turned on, or was it turned on and it recorded the wrong things? That's what always makes me wonder. So I don't know enough about how the body cameras work. I don't know if it's as simple as the way like a cell phone records video or the way a GoPro records video, because a lot of devices that can record video can likewise delete the video. If it's that easy to press a button to record and a button to delete, that might be a problem. But I am firmly convinced that while the police right now might not like this rule, some police are going to say, you know something, it's going to be a hassle. We have to remember to turn the thing on. If we forget to turn it on, then we're in trouble. It says we got to hang on to stuff for 21 days. Oops, we accidentally forgot. Those kind of mistakes could happen. It could happen. This is rolling out a whole new regime here. Whole new regime. But I am convinced that years from now, if this became universal in all 50 states, that we would see a lot of better interactions between the police and the non-police. And also, I think you'd see a lot more stuff in court being clarified, because there are still so many examples of people who go to court and the police officer says, the person did this. Person goes, I never did that. Or they can't take the stand because they don't want to, because they want to take the fifth. And so it might go unrebutted, as we say. What would clarify this? Oh, good, clear video shot by one of the participants. Oh, it goes a long way towards helping us? Why don't we want that? Of course we want that. So this is a great idea. So as of right now, there are states that are making it mandatory that they wear the body cameras, they be turned on, and that that body camera footage be saved, preserved, and then made available to interested parties. I think it's a great thing. It's a small start, like I said, just a handful of states, but it's the kind of thing that we need more publicity for. The Facebook memes, what got me started. Tell your friends, tell your legislators that right now the smart legislatures are requiring police body camera use statewide. Arthur Wagner wrote it for State Legislature News and the National Conference of State Legislatures. Questions or comments? Put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The main danger in life is that you may take too many precautions.